And was there, and I think you started talking about it already, but
Mm.
maybe you can continue to elaborate on it.
Yeah.
Was there any theme or central idea that held this concept together in the creation process?
Yeah, was there so for me, as I mentioned, it was like how do we talk about this social trauma, you know, this traumatic incident, in a way where we don't have to be defensive, we don't have to be, let's say, apologetic for supposedly grooming or breeding these sociopathic characters like supposedly Maslamat and his gang. Because I think at that point of time it was the Malay community was on the defensive, and all you could do was sort of issue statements saying that, oh, you know, Islam is a religion of peace and we don't condone violence against, you know, people. But because of that, I thought, you know, the community was cornered. We couldn't actually also try to question the mechanics of the Internal Security Act, you know, the actual elements of justice or injustice, you know, in the use of that act. I mean, obviously, with something like Internal Security Act, you are circumventing usual process of justice, like due process, right? Where is the evidence that these people were going to, you know, bomb? You know, there was this information that was released in the media, etc., that there was intention to bomb Changi Airport, for example. That there was some reconnaissance activities that they were conducting, basically to commit terrorist acts. But a lot of this was gathered through intelligence gathering. You know, we didn't have the evidence presented in your usual court of law. There was no trial for the suspects to actually defend themselves. So these people were never convicted. There was no conviction. So this is a problem in the Internal Security Act. No conviction, no sentencing, but then you decide to just detain them for 2 years, and every 2 years you decide to keep on extending another 2 years, another 2 years, you know? So it can become a very indefinite detention without trial. It is, has been pointed out by many commentators, a certain perversion of justice, lah, you know? Yeah. So I want to talk about that, but not in a way which would be very didactic or polemical. So, well, what was the way to do this? To talk about such a weighty subject. And I thought, okay, it has to be done through FAS, you know. And I did write in the program notes, FAS would sort of illuminate the absurdities of the Internal Security Act, actually. Because its very nature is one where you are highlighting absurdities, where you are really examining, you know, the ironies and the contradictions, yeah, in something like that.
And maybe could you also